definitely moved on since the start of the season, and thankfully we're going in the right direction this year.
Mm. How much progress do you think you made off the pitch, Mark? Because it's not often talked about, but you've had a heck of a job to do since trying to turn the club around from the depths of administration. So how are things going off the pitch, and what are you most pleased with?
Yeah, I mean, it's been 2.5 years, as you know now, since we come out of administration. The club's debt-free. We've consistently turned in a profit. We've constructed a training ground from nothing, really. So, and there's a lot of works that we've undertaken at Fratton Park that's moved the club, obviously, forward now. So, yeah, off the pitch has been going well. And thankfully, as I say, this time, it's being matched with some on-field success for us.
Back on the pitch then, you're certainly poised under Paul Cook to do what you've set out to do, get back into League One.
Yep.
Come on. You must be more... Are you trying to hedge your bets or something?
Listen, I know Paul come in, obviously the chairman and the fans, and everyone talks about, you know, promotion and whatever, but I'd sort of try and pull back a little bit from that and just sort of try and keep everyone's feet on the floor and, you know, and we'll see where we are in May, and obviously we'll be a judge of the season at that point. And, you know, we've got ourselves in a great position. Paul's rebuilt the squad, you know, pretty much from scratch now. He's got all his players in, and I'm sure come January again, he'll be looking to strengthen a little bit more.
Well, I guess the thing is for me is that, you know, you have backed the manager. He couldn't have asked for any more, and the results have been consistent, and you're getting there. You're starting to score goals. Things are gelling nicely now. I think you're obviously well poised. So for you, it's going to be about doing the job, isn't it, and completing what you set out to do, because you've not invested all this in the squad just to have a chance at finishing seventh.
No, but like I said to you, it's difficult because, I mean, obviously you're just talking about Bournemouth there, and you talk about the clubs in our leagues that are doing well, Northampton, Oxford, even Plymouth with the squad they've got, and the common theme running through that is stability. So the thing for us, as I say, Paul coming in the summer, he's only had really 5-6 months, you know, to do what he's done, and he's done an absolutely fantastic job. We all know that, but... football's a funny thing, and things can turn pretty quickly. But what we've got to give him now is time and some breathing space, hopefully to get the job done this year. But listen, if we don't, we don't. It's not, you know, not the end of the world. He's a good manager. He's assembled a great squad, as I've said, and we've just got to now give him the time to get the job done.
When you look back at this last 12 months, Mark, was the Andy Orford sort of parting company the toughest moment of the last 12 months for you? Was that the hardest thing to deal with?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, Andy's a great bloke. He's a Pompey legend, and obviously the fallout of that with Paul Hardiman and others leaving as well, it's obviously a difficult time. And, you know, but it's football, and as we always say, it is a results-based business. But it's a tough job being a manager. I mean, we were saying in the office today that, you know, since Paul came in, I think there's been 40-plus managers now in the four divisions that have left their post.
Amazing.
And we actually joked that... I feel like Paul's only been here 5 minutes and very shortly he's going to be in the top half of serving managers in all four divisions, which is ridiculous, really. Mm. But unfortunately, I think it's just the modern day with social media, you know, and obviously directors feel the pressure from the fans. The fans are demanding the media, you know, create these storms, and ultimately the managers pay the price.
Yeah, of course. Just looking forward and looking currently... There's no doubt Mark McNulty's made a big difference to you since you brought him in from Sheffield United on loan. A quality striker up front, works very hard up and down the pitch. Now, he's already tweeted since he's arrived that he's staying for the season. But, of course, that's not formalised, is it? Because it was a loan until January. So you still have to legitimise that to make it happen. Are you worried? Have things changed? Or do you expect the two clubs to just agree and move on?
No, listen, as you know, we've got four loanees in. We've got James Stockley, Caroline Lavery, Matt Clark and Mark McNulty, and all four of them have done well in their own different ways since coming in, and the relative loans end during January, which is the rules and regulations, you know, and then they have to look to be extended. Obviously, the decision then will be made when they're up or in the coming weeks, to leading up by Paul Cook, the manager, and I'll support and do whatever I can to make sure that the ones he wants to keep, we try and keep, and the ones, obviously, if he's not happy with anything, we have to look elsewhere. But in a specific case of Mark, he's a Sheffield United player. I don't really like to comment about, you know, other players, because they've been good to let us have him up until the end of January, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, well, he's certainly done the job for you so far. hasn't he? That's for sure.
Just
finally, Mark, before we say cheerio tomorrow, you've got a real humdinger to look forward to, an away game at Leaders Northampton Town. What are your thoughts ahead of that one?
Yeah, really good. Chris has said a lot of good things about us this week, which is nice to hear. He says he's not playing mind games. I'm not so sure about that. But no, listen, both teams seem to be pretty free scoring at the minute. As I said, Northampton have got a really good settled squad with a good settled manager. But our away form's been pretty good all season. And I think the fact that Northampton do like to play football will suit us. And hopefully we'll see a good game of football that the fans can go and have a great day. And hopefully Pompey will get the points at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, I think it's possibly the match of the day on Solent Sport tomorrow afternoon, Mark. Thank you. We've got four live comedies. Listen, have a great Christmas. Fingers crossed for tomorrow and the whole period, Mark. And we'll speak to you in the new year.
Cheers,
Take care. Mark Catlin, the Pompey Chief Executive, live on the Sports Hour.